Finally. Don't pretend you're surprised to see me. We keep running into one another. I think it's fate, personally. Do we really have to go through this? We both know what the result will be. Fine. Burns, Father. Satisfied? Or do we have to do the Latin as well? As you wish. How about that old saying on the walls of the seminary where you trained? Yeah, that's a good one. She would know that, would she?
Pia mortem. Vitam aeternam, consecimur.
Yes. Now that we've dotted our I's and crucified our T's, we get to the fun part. You know, I haven't damaged this shell yet. She's a pretty little thing, ain't she? Well, I wanted you to recognize her. Yes, that's right. She attends Mass at your church. She sits in the front and wears them dresses with the nuns that plunge to her belly button. Well, perhaps not quite that far. But you can't help but see all that lovely cleavage every Sunday, can you? Don't ignore me. That'll just make me mad. I'll have to hurt this lovely, innocent little thing. Is that what you want? No! Good, Cher. It's fine. You can start your prayer if you want. I just want your attention. Vale Regio Satana indeed. I'd be happy if you got behind me, Father. Why you chant your Rode Dogma, you can listen, right? You know all that by heart. Satan knows I've heard it all before. Fine. Well, she's not gone, you know. She's in here with me, the poor dear. In a teeny tiny corner of her mind. I control what she's seeing and what she's feeling, and it's a little crazy, but her thoughts are her own. She doesn't even know that you're here, but I made sure she felt that holy water with me. So we've been talking, just us girls. You want to hear something funny? We share a common interest. Yes. You. Oh, I'm not joking. She has these little fantasies about you. They're fairly vanilla, but, they're so detailed. For a little while, I wondered if she'd seen your cock, but I just think she's looked at some porn. Not a little thing, this one. Yeah. You know, when she's in the confessional with you, all alone, She gets these tangles up and down her spine. By the end of it, she's a right wet mess, and then she has to get herself off in the parking lot. No. Not something you expect from a sweet little virgin like her, is it?
Oh, yes.
This one is most definitely a virgin. I was very particular when I curated her for our use. Oh, did I say owl? I meant my shell. Oh, I know this part. I think it goes, "I'm sorry, Daddy. I've been such a bad girl." Well, I suppose it could have also went, "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned." You say potato and I say potato. So, do you like this form with me in it? You keep saying no, but your cock is saying yes. I can see it from here. It's about to burst right out them seams. Let me help you. I'll just take off my clothes and... Oh, no. Don't try to stop me. I'll just hurt her. Just like the last one. Right, you drove me out, Shell, but her face won't ever be the same, will it? So I'll make you a deal. You know I can't lie. You just let me take off the rest of her clothes, and I won't do any physical harm to her. You can even restrain me afterward. I know you have leather straps in your box of goodies over there. They're right next to the communion wafers. Excellent! Besides, this is more for you than me. I know you've wondered what her breasts look like for ages. See, they're big. Only a little saggy. They're firm and oh so soft. And such lovely curves and hips. She's got this trim little bush. If you wanted to see her ass, you could always make me lay on my front before you strap me down. Fine. We'll do it your way. I kind of love missionary anyway. That's right. Don't want those to be too loose. I might get away. Nice and tight. You've done this a lot. I could tell. Well, here we are again. You with your codex and holy water and your little book of magic spells of holy doctrine. Me and this gorgeous shell that's never known the touch of a man. Well, I do have one more teensy little offer to make. Oh, you don't want to hear it. Well, all right, but you might want to tell her parents about that boy in St. Louis. Yes. You asked him quite well. phone out and on my way, leaving him unhurt. Except... Well, we both know he's never leaving that asylum, don't we? If you decide to fight me, we both know you'll win. You're so big and strong, spiritually speaking, of course. But I could quite ruin her young life on my way out. No, I promise not to do her any physical harm. You must learn to pay attention to the technicalities, priest. They are important in our line of work. Very well. If you agree to what I propose, I will abandon this voluptuous form and cause her no harm whatsoever. That's right, no harm. I can't lie to you, a true man of God. Well, I want you to fuck me. Like this. Oh yes, I'm quite serious. No, of course it would be consensual. I want it. I know you want it. And we both know she wants it. Even if she isn't exactly entirely present. See? All nice and above board. All you have to do is spread these lovely, soft, thick thighs and let nature take its course. And I'm not selfish either. I'll make sure she feels every single thrust inside this warm, virgin body. Oh, she'll come for me. And you'll fill her with your lovely, sticky seed. Are you really worried about that? She's so innocent. If she gets pregnant, she'll probably think that God did it. Then, when I'm gone, I'm sure that you could just find new ways to comfort her in your rectory. Yes. That's it. Come to me, priest. Come into your demon lover. Yes. Fuck. Oh gosh. You're so big. And she's tight. Isn't she? Oh yes. That's it. Start slow. You're such a gentleman. Letting her get used to you. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, getting a bit rough, aren't we, Father? Yes. Just like that. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Punish me. Punish this little slut I'm riding to. Oh, God. She wants it, Father. She wants you to hurt her. She's thought about all manner of deviant things. She even wants you to hit her. Oh. Do it. Do it, you fucking bastard. You know you want to. Just shut up my whole mouth. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. 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 One more time. Oh, God. And I'm gonna bring you with me. Yeah. Yes. I think we can both agree that was divine. No, I'll be going now. I'm just luxuriating a bit in the afterglow. Also, I'm giving you a chance to pull your pants back up so the poor ex-virgin doesn't know that her favorite priest fucked her hard while she was unaware. Sure, she'll be naked and a little sticky, but isn't that how a good party should end? Oh, I'm sure we'll see each other again, my love. That's what this is, you know. Love. Yes, and for my sake, you'll damn yourself with that love of the cock. And then we can truly be together. Until then, take care, Father.